the FAA clarifies new hire pilot training under Part 135. Eclipse introduces anti-skid brakes, and 45 governors can't be wrong. This is Aero News for Thursday, September 27th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. The FAA has published a national policy notice that requires the review of Part 135 certificate holders' training programs that provide credit for previous training and or qualification received from a different certificate holder. According to the notice, there have been numerous inquiries regarding a certificate holder's acceptance of training and or evaluations previously completed by a crew member while that crew member was in the employment of another certificate holder. Regulations do not permit a certificate holder to take credit for training and evaluations conducted in accordance with another certificate holder's approved training program. The agency says accepting documentation or certification that a crew member has satisfactorily completed ground and/or flight training and/or an evaluation while in the employment of another Part 135 certificate holder, as meeting the requirements of the hiring certificate holder's training program, is not acceptable. Boy, I'm sure glad someone clarified that mess. Eclipse Aerospace has formally announced the addition of a new anti-skid braking system available as an option on the new production Eclipse 550 jets and to be offered as a retrofit to the existing fleet. ABS allows for maximum braking energy and skid control without the need for a conventional hydraulic system, which is unique to the Eclipse jet. The new system will include two brake control valves installed in each wheel well, two axle-mounted wheel speed sensors, a computer, and a software update to the Avio Processing Center software. The company says the technology will add yet another level of safety to the Eclipse jet. In-aircraft testing is complete, with certification and availability expected within 6 months. Utah Governor Gary Herbert, Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy, and Michigan Governor Rick Snyder have all passed proclamations recognizing the value of aviation to the national and local economy in the month of September, meaning that 45 state chief executives around the country have now passed proclamations recognizing the value of aviation. In Utah, September has been named Aviation Appreciation Month by Governor Gary Herbert. According to the Utah Department of Transportation, general aviation in Utah contributes $815 million to the state's economy and supports 9,257 jobs. Meanwhile, in Connecticut, where general aviation contributes $2.4 billion to the state's economy and accounts for 45,800 jobs, Governor Daniel Malloy has declared September to be Aviation Appreciation Month. And in Michigan, aviation-related activities contribute over $10 billion to the state's economy annually, and Governor Rick Snyder has also made September Michigan Aviation Month. The FAA has awarded nearly $500,000 in new space transportation infrastructure matching grants to three projects located in California, Colorado, and Hawaii that will help develop and expand commercial space transportation infrastructure. The matching grants are $250,000 to the Hawaii Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism, $200,000 to Colorado's Front Range Airport Authority, and $23,750 to the East Kern Airport District at California's Mojave Spaceport. The Hawaii and Colorado grants both will be used to conduct environmental and other feasibility analysis for a potential FAA commercial launch site operator's license. The grant to the East Kern Airport District will be used for the acquisition of a Pyrolance, a dual firefighting piercing system to aid in rapid response to rescue emergencies and to fires involving launch vehicles. The federal matching grants fund up to 50% of the total project cost in conjunction with state and local government funding. In addition, the grants require that a minimum of 10% of the total project cost come from the private sector. In announcing the grants, U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood said, quote, "These investments will help us continue to develop a safe and robust commercial space industry in the United States," end quote. You know, it's hard to believe that the Dreamliner has already been flying for airlines for a year now, but Tuesday marked the one-year anniversary of the first delivery of the first Boeing 787 Dreamliner to ANA in Japan. Since then, Boeing has delivered 25 Dreamliners to six different customers. The latest of these customers was United, that took delivery of its first 787 on Monday as the North American launch customer. Thousands of Boeing employees and dignitaries celebrated the historic delivery in a ceremony that highlighted the pride and dedication of the team that created the airplane and the cooperation and support of ANA as the original launch customer. Wind Aero News continues. Life imitates the movies imitating life. Balancing international connectivity and the environment. And Robbie the Robot journeys to the ISS.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, September 27th. I'm Glenn Moyer. An unemployed Italian man allegedly managed to fake his way into a free flight using a false uniform and ID, passing himself off as a foreign pilot. Police caught up with the man in Turin, Italy's airport after a months-long investigation. The man reportedly bluffed his way onto an Air Dolomiti plane for a flight from Munich, Germany to Turin in April. The Associated Press reports that the unidentified man flew in the cockpit jump seat but never touched the controls. Police received a tip about the man and began tailing him several months ago. He had posted on his Facebook page that he was a commercial pilot who had been promoted to captain very early in his career. When he was caught at the Turin airport, he was again dressed as an airline pilot, but with no airline insignia on his uniform. He had not passed through security. He did lead police to a garage where he had stashed several other uniforms and false IDs. The police charged the man with suspicion of putting at risk the security of air transport and usurping a title. He was reportedly freed on his own recognizance. The stunt, if true, is reminiscent of the movie Catch Me If You Can, which is based on the true story of a man who impersonated a Pan Am pilot who forged millions of dollars of checks using that and other disguises. The Liberal Democratic Party in the British Parliament has proposed an aviation policy that would sharply curtail expansion at airports near London and rejects a proposed new hub airport in the Thames Estuary area. The motion, offered by MP Julian Huppert, the co-chairman of the Liberal Democrat Parliamentary Party Committee on Transport, calls for no new runways at Heathrow, Gatwick, or Stansted airports. It also firmly rejects the idea of a Thames Estuary airport, saying a study should be conducted by an independent entity to, quote, find a location for a hub airport or a suitable airport to expand into a hub for the long term, end quote. Erin Business Travel News reports that the motion was made at the Liberal Democratic Parliamentary Party annual conference. MP Hubbard said that what the county needs is a balance between international connectivity and the environment. The British government has commissioned a study to look at ways to increase capacity in the short term. That report is due out by the end of next year. The 100th A320 family aircraft assembled at Airbus's A320 family final assembly line in China was handed over Wednesday to Air China. This delivery from the Airbus Tianjin Delivery Center comes 3 years after the first aircraft was delivered on June 22, 2009. The new A320 is configured in a typical two-class layout with 8 business class and 150 economy class seats. The aircraft will be deployed on domestic routes linking Shanghai to other cities in China. Air China now operates 93 A320 family aircraft, one of the biggest A320 family fleets in all of China. You know the old saying, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy? Well, this can be an especially troublesome situation if one finds him or herself in space. So NASA sometimes goes the extra mile to ensure the crews on the ISS get time to play. Such will be the case on October 13th, when the Expedition 33 crew will screen the classic 1956 science fiction movie, The Forbidden Planet. And in the best sci-fi cliché, they will not be alone. The movie, which marked the debut of Robbie the Robot, will also be screened for the public at the Kennedy Space Center. American astronaut Sonita Williams will even provide an introduction live from the International Space Station. The screening is sponsored by Turner Classic Movies and kicks off a series of movies to be shown by TCM at various locations around the country, leading up to its TCM Classic Film Festival in April of next year, featuring the theme Journey to the Movies. This is not the first time station crews have settled in for a good flick. Movies are frequently shown on the station as part of the astronauts' psych support, as a means of keeping them happy. You know, I can't help but wonder, though, how does making popcorn work when you're in space? One thing is for sure, don't ask for butter. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.